And welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 380. That's like 180.
Yeah.
How are we all doing? Hello, Renee. How's the weather where you are? It's hideous here. It's hot. 25.4 hot. That's July weather. What's going on? I don't like it this warm. If you can hear a buzzing in the background, that would be our fan, which we've turned off and then decided that the other Mac was making more noise than the fan. So we turned it back on. So that's where we all are at the moment. Right. So hello, Renee. Hello, Kim. Hello, Jonathan. Have we all heard the big news? If we've read the email, we have. We have a confirmed Apple event. Way! About time. Hello, Tony. How are you doing? Hope you got my email. Good to have you back. Oh, it's hot for Renee, 223.5. One less than another. It's horrible. Oh, no, don't like it. Far too warm. Exactly, Jonathan. You need to build up to this temperature, not have it siling down one day where you've got your long johns and thermals on. And the next day, you're digging your bikini out. That doesn't work. You have to build up gradually. Hello, Tracy. How's Lola? Bet she's confused with it being this warm in March. Yes, to be honest, yes. She's on the cusp of blowing her coat.
She is.
It's been threatening for a few weeks, but, you know, a day like today and that's it. All of her's going to fall out. So she'll be thrilled with that because that means grooming and bathing. Mind you, she's not been herself, as she might.
No.
Not for a couple of weeks. So we've been nursing her. It's weird. One minute she's bright as the button and the next she's not. So we have been looking after her already. There've been lots of snuggles and cuddles. Should have seen the two of them last night, positively indecent. But now her coat's blowing, so that would explain why she gets a bit fraught. It's like, oh, my fur's going to fall out and I'm not happy about it. But I think it's going to go, possibly within the next couple of days. We will keep you updated. Right, how old? Oh, well, no, how is Lola? No email for Tracy. It went 25 minutes ago?
About 20 minutes ago.
There was a poster in it as well. Oh, Tony, I sent an email. Let me find out when it was. Right, email sent. Because I don't send that many emails.
Simon's been in and gone.
Oh, hello, yeah. Goodbye, Simon.
He wants to watch a motorbike race.
Where are we going? That was Friday. There it is. The 27th. What day was the 27th? Saturday, according to this. Maybe the small hours of the morning. No, it wasn't. It was Friday. It was Friday, 26th. 10 to 7, just before the show. A personal mail to you from me. How dare it? Go into the spam. That's appalling. Oh, right. Let's get rid of that before I get sidetracked with it. Okay. Hello, Paul. And saying hi without stopping, about to watch the first motorbike race of the season. Oh, no, that's Simon's big passion. That's his big passion. So here's hoping he enjoys that. Was it in Gmail? It came from rosewaygiles.co.uk. And it went straight to, no, flooring, something flooring. I'm guessing your business account, but I'm not sure. That was the mail that Mike gave me. That was the one that I used. Other than that, we blame Mike for it all. So, we have an Apple event. Are we all excited? This does, of course, mean that we probably are not going to have an Apple event in April. Unless they're playing with our mind. Mike reckons it was done just so that guy had to shave his eyebrows off, which is a possible. It's a possible.
Prossergate.
Prossergate. Prosser eyebrow gate. But if it's June, we might be in for some new stuff then. More new stuff. We've still got the AirTag thing rumbling on. We've got new iMacs that are virtually guaranteed, but they're probably only the small ones. What else did we have? I don't think we'll see the car. I don't think we'll see the glasses, the mythical glasses. But what else do you think we'll see? So much to think about and contemplate. It'd be good if they updated the M1s to the M1.1s, wouldn't it? Sometimes they do that with a first rev product. So I'm thinking about the iPad. Our first iPad arrived in May, and the following March we were queuing up for iPad 2. So only 10 months between them. So if we think about when the M1 came out, June would be handily placed for a little point update. That would be cool. Am I in the market for anything? That doesn't really matter, does it? They bring something out and it's like, I want one. So I don't know. I can't honestly be drawn on that. Would I want a small iMac just because it was an M1? Probably not. Would you go for a small iMac?
No.
No, I don't think I would.
No, I like the one I've got.
Well, I'd like the one I've got much better if it wasn't being sluggish, which it is. It's been sluggish. Now, it's probably my own fault. I put some beta software on it. But...
well, that does help.
Oh, yeah. Mm. But this beta software was fine at the beginning when I put it on. It's not quite so fine now. So I don't know what's going on there. And it's been in beta for the best part of 8 or 9 months already. I might have to renege and put the release version on, which would be a major calamity. Because you know how when you've got a document in an application and it's not backwards compatible? Yeah, that. Hoisted by my own petard there, but never mind. Jonathan is excited for the Mac Bites Live. The Apple event will be a disappointment. Oh, Jonathan, although you're not wrong, are you? I'm not as keen, I'll be honest, on these pre-recorded ones. There's no element of jeopardy, is there? Like when Steve Jobs had to say, can you get off the Wi-Fi?
And the Chinese woman.
And the Chinese woman. There's no jeopardy. I do like live for jeopardy. But no, that's not going to happen, is it? But what I've put on the calendar, which, let me have a look. I'm not sure if I did make that actually public. I haven't even told Mike yet. Mike, do have a look at June on the calendar. Right, it's June the 7th. So the good news is Mike is not already booked for something else. So what I've done is, I might as well make these live. I'm presuming it's 6 o'clock. So what I'll do is I'll put them on the Mac Bites calendar and then you can all see them. Right, so that's on the Mac Bites calendar. I've moved Marooned to 4 o'clock. So Marooned is Marooned at T-3. Then we've got the Mac Bites live at 5 o'clock, because that's, we always have the Mac Bites live at 5 o'clock. And then I've put at 6 o'clock, WWDC, till 8 o'clock. Now, if it's a pre-record, it'll probably be about 60 to 90 minutes tops, and then we'll have a bit of a chance for some chat.
A chin wag.
So that's on the admin as well. Let me go in and put that on the Mac Bites calendar. So if you look at the calendar beneath you, you might have to do a refresh. You should see three events on the 7th of June. Hang on. No, you won't, because Marooned isn't live either, is it?
Do you want to play in the garden?
Let's go and make Marooned live while we're at it. Oh, the excitement. Right, three events live on the 7th. There you go. And Marooned in the middle of nowhere.
Pass me your plate.
Oh, there it is. I'd forgotten I had it. There we go.
And then we'll go and play in the garden.
Oh, who's a lucky girl? Do I see spiky fur on that leg?
Come on.
Yes, she didn't fancy her dog food. That was another problem. But it's all right, she ate mine. I had fresh beef. So she looked at the dog food and she looked at mine. And I said, go on then. So I ended up with what was left, which was some veg. Lucky me. I'm too soft. I know I am. But she's adorable. So what can I do? So, yes, we're definitely going to have all of the events. But what are we going to see? What would you like to see? Right. Renee says, first, I need to come up with a majestic 50th anniversary birthday party for your wife. After that, it's apple time. It'll be fantastic, Renee. It'll be amazing. So when's the Apple event? You're on Spotty Data. Right, the Apple event is the 7th, 7th of June. So let's put 7th of June, WWDC for Tracy, just in case you can't hear us. Kiva won't get off the bed today. I think there's something about summertime, springtime, isn't there, with the dogs. It's her lady time, so she's a bit fractious to start with. With the temperature changing and her fur falling out, she's grumpy. Which I can understand. I'd be exactly the same. Poor Lola. Poor Lola. Luckily, it only happens twice a year. It's quite a shock for us because Maya never did that. Although if you read any books on Samoyeds, it'll say they will blow either once or twice a year. He never did. There were times you could brush it out, but he didn't blow. Well, the difference between brushing it out and blowing is if it blows, you don't have to touch it. You do not have to touch the dog. The fur will just explode all over the house. Brushing it out means it is loose and it will come out, but it's not deposited every time the poor dog takes one step. But for Lola, I think the girls blow more than the boys for a start. And, you know, a day like today where I've been hot, Mike's been hot, we don't particularly want to open the windows just yet. Not because we don't want some cool air in. We do. But it's spider season. So if the windows are opened at any point in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to be infested and I don't like spiders. So I did have a discussion with the spiders when we had the double glazing put in. It was bizarre. All these spiders started building like little cocoon nests in the grooves, which they didn't when the windows were wood. So they have to be shifted on a regular basis. But I had a discussion with them and explained that I was quite happy if they wanted to be outside, but don't come in. And that didn't work bad until one got a bit uppity and came in. And the thing is, you've seen like a picture of my desk. It's in front of a white wall. And then I'll be sitting here minding my own at night and I'll glance up and there'll be the most huge spider you've ever seen climbing up the wall. And I can't really do much to get rid of it. So I then have to get Mike out of bed to come in, to stand on the desk, to get the spider and remove it. So I don't really want to open the windows just yet. It's insanity here at Matt Bites headquarters, isn't it? See, I'm happier if they're outside, but they seem to be happier if they're inside. So the spiders go on patrol. I mean, you can get a spider in the bath every now and then, but in a room on the wall, it tends to be the very end of March, early April and September. So that's why I'm trying to leave it. I'm trying to leave it at the moment, but we'll see how that works out. 7th of June for WWDC is actually the right time. It was late last year. It was the 20-something last year. But this year it's back when it should be. So I had already earmarked the 7th of June. I was just waiting for confirmation. Tracy's always on the move. She is. She's a very busy lady, Tracy. Hello, Anthony. Anthony doesn't mind spiders. They tend to kill more annoying stuff. I've not seen more annoying stuff. No, I'm not keen on spiders. I'm really not keen on spiders. Good night, Jonathan. So one thing I think is potentially a given for WWDC is either a new Apple TV, I think a new Apple TV, but definitely a remote control for the Apple TV. So that's what they're saying at the moment. Who's got an Apple TV? Who loves it? Who loathes it? The Apple TV I've got, I had an Apple TV, possibly a second gen. It was the small black one anyway. And I only used it for one thing, which was I hooked it up to a projector and then started playing around with what Keynote could do with it. That was it, as far as I was concerned. My mum had an Apple TV. Oh, loved it. So we do have, I think it's now a fourth gen. It's downstairs covered in dust, attached to a TV that's equally covered in dust, not being turned on in at least 4 years. So the one thing that annoyed me with it, when we were using it for anything at all, I could guarantee you I would pick up the remote control and 100% of the time it was upside down. There was just something with it. It was always upside down. What did I do about this? I put it in a case and the case had like a strap thing at the bottom so then I could tell which way up it was. So it's in a little rubber case. Do we need a different remote? Apple actually approved an alternative remote a while back. Alternative remote control, Apple TV. See if I can find it. I think it was a Swiss company. Let's have a look. No, we don't want the best alternatives on there. We want the actual. Oh, there it was. Hang on, back we go. Function 101. This came out in 2020. It doesn't look a great remote control, but looking at it, at least you can tell which way's up, which is an improvement on the other one. So that's the alternative that was approved by Apple. So maybe they realised that there was something wrong with the one that was there. Ah, silicon protector with strap. No confusion except in the dark. No, I'm fine in the dark because there's a little knob end on it. So I'm fine in the dark. No problems with that at all. But I just felt as it was, Mum didn't have it in a case, I don't think. But she had the light on, so she could probably see it. And I'm working in the dark. You know us here. We don't have the lights on. Earth hour passed with no incident whatsoever. It's just when everybody else turned theirs back on, I took the moral high ground because ours was still off. That's because people say, you are doing Earth Hour, aren't you? We don't have the lights on. Certainly wouldn't put the main light on. The main light is that the one that takes the GU9s. No, the GU10s. Whatever it takes, it's hot. It's like sitting under a grill. So we don't do that at all. So will they make a new remote control, or do they think the one they've got is perfect? It's much more like Apple, you know, to totally take the remote control out of the box and tell you to use your phone. That way you'd need a phone to use an Apple TV. So they said sell two devices. See what I did there? That's what I think is much more likely to happen, but we'll see. We'll see. Oh, let's have a look. Anthony uses Plex, though. You'd rather annoying situation last year. The internet was down. But because I couldn't log into Plex servers, I couldn't access my stuff. Ooh, that's like when the internet goes off and you can't turn the lights off. And I had to remind Mike there was actually a switch. He'd totally forgotten. But yeah, your own stuff on your own device is a bit much, isn't it? Kim got a Roku from the Jump Apple TV. Is of no interest to you? Oh, right. I've heard great things about that. But can you buy them in the UK? I don't watch enough to make it worthwhile. However, last night did not end well. I found that Chicago Med had started and no one told me. So I was 6 episodes behind. So I grabbed an iPad while I'm keeping an eye on Lola, making sure she was okay overnight while Mike had a snooze. And I needed to deactivate a device and then activate another device. And they make that complicated enough. I mean, seriously. And then there were ads on it. The air was blue. Now, what I used to do with Mum, we didn't have like services and stuff like that. We would buy the box set and I'd rip it and then I'd put it on a hard drive. And then she could watch whatever she wanted. That worked flawlessly. No ads, no nothing. I'm sure I've mentioned she got it in her head. She'd seen like one episode of this series on a channel. And she said, I really want to see this series. Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. Now, obviously, it was quite old. They had put it on DVD and there was something like 10 series of the thing. There was hundreds of episodes. Trust me, I will never forget this. Seriously, I will never forget this. It was bad news. EPG, let's have a look. How many episodes of Dr. Quinn were there? Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. Let's give it its full title. There we go. 147 episodes and reunions. So, yes, there were some special reunion episodes as well, as late as 2001. So when this thing started, it was 1993. So the quality of it, I don't even think it was widescreen, much less anything else. But Mum had seen an episode and she decided she wanted to see some more. This was because there was a guy in it called Sully, Joe Lando. She took to him a lot. So I ended up getting the box set thinking, well, OK, there's 147 episodes, but you know, how difficult can it be? Each DVD ripped as 4 hours and you had to chunk the episodes out of it. It was a nightmare. But you know, that one's not repeated that much, which is quite sad. She loved it. I've not seen it. Who else has watched it? Oh, Kim loves Dr. Quinn. Husband's quite the dish. Yes, Mum felt the same way. And to add insult to it, there was a dog. Wasn't it a wolf? I can't remember what the wolf was called. Because she called him Sully. His name was Byron Sully. So I do remember. And didn't he have long hair in this? Joe Lando. Let's have a look. Joe Lando, Dr. Quinn. There he is. He's probably going to look about 50 years older now. Oh, no, actually, he doesn't look that bad. Yes, he had long hair in it, didn't he? But then I saw him in something else. Let me have a look. What would that have been? It would have been in the 2000s. Oh, here you go. He was in one episode of NCIS. Was it Wildfire? It could have been Wildfire. But she was... Oh, and there was the one called Higher Ground. Maybe it was that as well. Oh, and he was in JAG. Mum watched JAG. So, yes, she was rather partial to him. But it was an absolute nightmare to rip the stuff. But I think having your own stuff, at least you know, you're not paying for access to a service that all of a sudden bang adverts on something that didn't have adverts on yesterday. So I think this Plex thing might be something I need to have a look at. But then do I need to manage the admin of it all? Oh, issues, issues, issues. There you go. Oh, Anthony's seen Dr. Quinn. Good situation. I need to have a look, don't I? He's so handsome. Well, this picture I'm looking at, he's got short hair, but a lovely smile. So, yes, I haven't seen it yet. I'm sure if I do, I'd be rather taken. Mind you, what do I watch where I'm rather taken? Not much these days. Not much. Maybe I'm getting old. I liked George Clooney in ER. But that was half the character, wasn't it? It was written to perfection, that was. Another series Mum liked back in the day, way back in the day, 1980, Remington Steele with Pierce Brosnan. She pegged him for Bond the second she set eyes on him. And I think he was good as Bond, suave maybe, but I think he was good. Problem was, he'd kind of got the Hollywood thing by then. Let's say he was better with his first wife. She kind of kept him grounded. In fact, but for her, I don't think he would have gone to Hollywood at all. But yeah, I can bear watching something with Pierce Brosnan in it, although I think he is a bit of an idiot. It was this story. He went home to Ireland and he was at some horse racing thing. And a couple of kids wanted his autograph. And this adult that was with the kids had seen him, like, turn round and go into a corner and put a bandage on his hand. And then tell everybody he couldn't sign because he's got a bad hand. And I thought, really? Really? That's a bit off, that. So, yeah, not quite the good guy that I would like him to be. What else do I watch? Trying to think. No, I don't think there's any, like, leading man that's like, oh, wow. Not anymore. If I think of one, I'll let you know. Oh, Anthony has a Roku in his parents' bedroom. Excellent. They have an old TV. You can power it from the TV's USB port and plug it into HDMI. Tiny and takes up no room. Do you know, I'm warming to these. So you clearly can buy them in the UK. Maybe I need to have a look at one of those because I really don't use. What I have got, I've got these two monitors side by side on my Mac and they've got two HDMI inputs. So what I could do is attach it to one of those and do it that way. I might have to have a look at this. I just tend to grab an iPad and use an app. That's my trouble, to be honest. Oh, it's rerunning for Renee every afternoon. No, I don't think I've seen that on replay for years. That was how Mum caught it. But it wasn't the beginning that she caught. So it was like, I'd like to see how this started. So it was one of the first series that she'd seen. But over here, you know, you can buy them individually or you can buy the box set. So I just bought the box set. But what a nightmare to actually sort these out into episodes. Because I don't think they put the episode title at the beginning. And when you ripped it, it was ripping it in all kinds of different ways. So I did get them in the right order in the end. And I said to Mike, I'm going to burn these back to a Blu-ray disc as a backup. Because I wouldn't want to have to process the discs again. It would take me forever. Bad, bad news. Jane Seymour's amazingly beautiful. She is. Didn't she have twins when she was nearly 50? And I thought she was about 30. She must have a portrait in the attic. Oh, Kim watched Remington Steele. Do you know who I loved in Remington Steele? Mildred. She was fabulous. I always find it interesting when you look back at TV series. The first series is always very different to all the other series. And they dumped a guy. There was another guy in it. I think it was Stephanie Zimbalist's partner in the original agency, and they dumped him. But Mildred came in. They picked Mildred up from somewhere, and she was amazing. Loved her. Didn't she die not long ago? She was also Mrs. Miracle. And Mum loves Christmas films. So Mrs. Miracle was one of her favourites. It was on permanent replay in December. She was just such a character actress. I think she was in something Raymond. Is it Everybody Loves Raymond? Something like that. I've never seen it, but she was in that. Amazing character. It was quirky for a TV series. I actually think later on, do you remember the one with Bruce Willis? The Blue Moon thing. What was that called? The Blue Moon Detective Agency. That. I always felt that was just Remington Steele with a different lead character. A bit more rugged. That's going to come back to me, isn't it? But it was called The Blue Moon. Moonlighting. Aha! Got it. Moonlighting. That was just a kind of more rugged Remington Steele, as far as I was concerned. But nobody else seemed to say that. Oh, we're getting for the Easter weekend weather here. Guess what? We've got rain tomorrow, but only over Scotland. I'll be heading off to Scotland then. Oh no, hang on. 4 o'clock. We've got cloud coming. 6 o'clock in the morning. Much cooler tomorrow. Possibly it might rain. Oh, this is looking better by the second. Keep going, man. Move those clouds. Are those clouds going over Manchester? They're skipping Manchester. Oh, no. They're taking a turn at Liverpool and heading north. Darn it. Doesn't look like rain. Other places have got rain. Lots and lots and lots of it. I need to be in Stornoway or Aberdeen. Aberdeen's weather would suit me, you know. It really would. It's a shame it's so far from civilization. Because other than that, it's too warm for me. So I'm not enjoying that. Hello, Alex. Oh, Mark's wife has him living in the past. L.A. Law and NYPD Blue. Oh, now they were classics. I was glued to L.A. Law. Thursday night, 9 o'clock ITV. Oh, loved it. Watched every single episode. Still remember the first episode when, what was his name? Michael something. Turned up, anyway, with the DA, Grace, in a monkey suit. And then the two of them were together. Oh, I remember that well. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. And NYPD Blue was a classic. The one with that really moved me was towards the end of the run, I think. It was 2001 and it was like their reaction to 9/11. And the one who played, was it Andy? Oh, he was just fabulous. Quirky, I found that one. It was quite dark at times, but just a fabulous show. There's nothing like those now. The ones I've enjoyed are Line of Duty, which is just stunning, and Unforgotten, which was on last night. It was the last episode last night of Series 4. I will not spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it, but OMG. I was not expecting that. So that one was fantastic last night. It was one of those where I said to Mike, I'm going to have to press pause on this. Do not open the news, Facebook, anything. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. We ended up, I watched the end of it in the bedroom with Lola on the bed, all being foofed and fussed by the pair of us, propped up on an iPad. Do you remember I mentioned I'd got that iPad stand that's a cushion? Oh, it came into its own last night. So I propped it up and I watched it on that. And at the end, I'm like, oh, and Mike's like, what? And I said, it won't make any sense if you've not seen the other four series. but this is like, wow. So I do love those. Oh, Harry Hamlin, that was the guy. Oh, yes. Now, you see, he wasn't bad to look at, was he? But not my type. Very pretty, not my type. Who did I love in that? I loved it when the Markovitzes got together. Oh, that was fantastic. And they were together in real life, weren't they? But I just thought that was fantastic. There was so much in those series. They didn't just rely on like one thread of something. They were multi-threaded, multi-storied, and you could watch and really get involved in it. I mean, most of them these days, it's like, oh, look, they've got the clothes off and they're getting in bed again. That's why I watch the Scandi Noir. I love that kind of stuff. The only problem with that is you actually have to sit and watch it, unless you speak the language. And while I have picked up odd words in Swedish, Norwegian and Danish, not that many. Not that many to hold a conversation. But so I have to look at it, and it can be quite tiring reading at the bottom while you're trying to watch what's going on, because you don't want to miss like a nuanced look. And your eyes can't be in two places at once. Much as I try, they can't. But I love most of those. The bridge, the killing, Borgen. Love all of those. Even as a French one called Spiral. I believe its other name is Engrenage, which means kind of twisty, dark and twisty. And that one I do love. But again, you've got to concentrate to such a degree. I can watch maybe one episode and then need a bit of a break.
I used to watch Swedish films.
Really?
Yeah.
Do we need to admit this? I won't say it's hot, but Mike sat here topless. Why have I got dog fur on my microphone? She's blowing, isn't she? She's going to blow.
You didn't need to watch the subtitles and concentrate for those.
No, no, those were the kind of things that I'm saying. They didn't have much of a plot line, did they, Mike? Leave it alone, walk away. Kim's got rain expected at Easter. It's saying it'll be a smidgen cooler, but the rain's missed Manchester, according to the weather.
Oh.
Not that they're ever right, but, you know, just in case. On the odd occasion that they could be. I didn't get to see Hill Street Blues. I think, wasn't it on, like, Channel 4 at the very, very beginning? And it was one of those things they had on at different times all over the place. And I must admit, what I did see, I loved, but I didn't see the whole thing. But I would have loved to have done. And the other one I really wanted to see from the beginning all the way through was St. Elsewhere. Mum would have loved that. She had a thing for Mark Harmon. That's another one of her favourites. Oh, is there another show? I did not know that. I did not know that. The Wonder Years. What I want to get back is The Wonder Years. Basically, A Lad's Diary growing up is a great series.
We used to watch that.
The Wonder Years?
Yeah, with Kevin. Who had his bar mitzvah.
I have no recollection of that whatsoever.
You must.
Nope.
Oh.
No recollection at all.
I'm going to Google it.
Engrenage is literally gears. When I read an article about it, and it said like spiral was the nearest word they could come up with, they said there was no English translation. There was nothing that was bang on equivalent. But I thought there must be. Because you would translate a word. But they said it meant kind of dark and twisty.
Do you not remember it? Him?
Oh, I remember the face, yeah. But I don't remember that we actually, like, watched an episode.
I'm sure we did.
I have no recollection of TV, full stop, you know me.
I know it was before our time.
It probably was.
But...
Yeah, we probably watched an episode on Sky or something.
Yeah.
I've no idea. No idea. I would have thought, Tracy, that they maybe have, they might have wanted it to be one word, but to me, having seen the show, I would have thought Wheels Within Wheels would have been a good translation, because it's all about how everything intertwines. Oh, well, we can't put him away because of something else. So Wheels Within Wheels, I would have thought, would have been a good translation. I do remember It Ain't Half Hot, Mum. I don't think I was supposed to watch that. I was very young, and Mum was always concerned about language, which I don't recall there ever being that much. I mean, but let's be honest, we would not be making that today, would we?
There was a lad at school who wasn't allowed to watch Not the 9 o'clock News.
Oh, Mum and Dad didn't mind that.
But it sneaked down and sit on the stairs and watch it through the crack in the door.
No, I loved Not the 9 o'clock News. My big problem with it was they put it on a Monday at 9 o'clock. Monday at 9 o'clock was Quincy time. And I did love Quincy.
Jack Klugman.
Oh, I loved Quincy. I remember this one episode and it stuck out to me, I think, because it was like future science, basically. Really future science. They dug up some remains somewhere and he had one thigh bone, was what he had. One thigh bone. And he, from that thigh bone, was estimating the height of the person. He also, now it was pre-DNA, this was late 70s, early 80s. But he, from some kind of chemical analysis of part of this bone, worked out his ethnicity. And from the length of the bone could work out the height. And from the information that he'd found, he put together like a pot head, a clay head, based on, like I say, the ethnicity and average heights within the area, etc. And did like very generic features on this guy. And he was Sweden way, because he was tall, blonde, quite Viking looking. Anyway, he put this head together. I think it was a head and shoulders. And then they unveiled it in the middle of this court case. And the guy who was up for murder, you know, they took the cloth off this thing and he went, oh! You know, so obviously it was bang on accurate. There was no science like that at the time. It was science fiction, that kind of thing. But fast forward 10, 15 years, we make pot heads all the time, don't we? Clay heads. Now you can do that on computer. Obviously, it's more scientific than that one was back then. But we've got DNA as well. So he was actually like 25 years ahead of his time. I loved that series. Absolutely loved it. What have we got on here now? Hello there, lovely boy. There was another one as well that reminded me of that. It wasn't Windsor Davis. What was his name? Get Some In, it was called. The programme was called Get Some In. And it was about the army. I'm not sure. I don't think it was conscription. 1975, good grief. Tony Selby. He was corporal. And then they also had David Janssen and Robert Lindsay in it that you would have remembered.
Power to the people.
Yeah, it's not that series, but that's the one. There was a lad in it that called Matthew. He's called Gerard Ryder. And he looked like Buddy Holly. Do you remember him? What he was doing in the army, I have no idea. But that was a really good series. Again, I don't think we'd get away with making that today. Probably not. Oh, I don't remember the expert, Marius Goring, but I do remember Marius Goring. He was amazing. Loved him, but no, I don't remember the expert. My mum used to tell me about... Oh, we're having snuggle time. We're having snuggle time with Daddy. Isn't it disgusting? Snuggly snuggle time. Oh, you big soft girl. Big soft girl. Is she reading the screen again?
Yeah.
Oh, look at her.
Do you want to type?
No, Daddy. Leave me be. Oh, now we're typing. Yeah, she'll only get fractures if you don't just cuddle her.
There we go.
Look, she wants to be cuddled, not made to type. Oh, she's such a spoilt bear.
She's posted.
She's posted, has she?
Yes.
Right, that's what she's posted. That's what she posted. Oh, is that Elon Musk's child's name that she's posted? It actually looks quite like it. Oh, let's get a picture of her posting. Is the cloud app thing working at the moment? Or is it in a mood? Mwah. I think the cloud app thing's got overly hot as well. What other things did I watch? I'll tell you one that there's no way it would ever get made today. Love Thy Neighbour. Definitely not. But funny in its day. And, you know, they gave as good as they got, which was more equal.
You want to get down.
The Expert. I need to look up that. I have not seen that. Where's my TV page? I had my TV page just a minute ago. It's gone. Let me find it.
Lola, okay. Settle on your bed.
Internet Movie Database, that's where I need to
good
be.
Girl.
The Expert. Now, what was the one that Mum mentioned?
Soap, I remember Soap.
I remember it, but I don't think I watched it. Oh, The Red Shoes, Marius Goring was in, I've seen that. Do you know, I wouldn't have recognised the face. I wouldn't. Let's head back. The Expert. Professor John Hardy, 1968 to 1976. Has that ever been repeated? Oh, there's a picture of off the cover of the Radio Times. And he's in a lab with lots of bottles and, what do you call them? Lab things like test tubes. Let's put that in. There we go. Oh, the lovely Lola. It doesn't seem to be uploading at the moment, these pickies. It seems to be crashing on upload, which is not good, is it? Well, and then you can't cancel it. I think I need to reboot the phone, which, you know, you do never, never, basically. I think it's actually crashed the thing completely. It's not even in there to shut down. Okay, we'll do it the other way. We'll do it the old-fashioned way. Oh, have you given her a biscuit?
I've given her a tripe stick.
Oh, a tripe stick. Because I was just going to say, if you were giving her a biscuit, she's already had one.
I know.
Did she eat it? The one I gave her?
I don't know.
I think she did.
There's one over there, but that could have been from yesterday.
Oh, don't eat those nasal drops that fell on the floor, babe. Leave them be.
Right, do you want one from Mummy now?
Right. Oh, there's no. Tripe stick.
Mummy's got them.
Lola.
Mummy's got them.
Why have I got the back end when I need the front end to eat the tripe stick? Oh, look at that. Give it to me, Mummy. And she's heading off with that. I could be here because it's a HEHI, that thing, the high efficiency thing. Right, let's take that up there. Oh, look at her little feet. Right, let's do an export.
I had to press enter, but she actually tapped the keys.
She's just too cute. Oh, dear.
You
I don't know what I've put in there, but it went red. It didn't like
you
that.
You contributed to the chat.
Oh, it's not going to want that size either. Let's go for 90. Can we make that smaller? That'll do nicely.
On your bed. Good girl.
There we go. Let's get it on the desktop and get it sent to you. It stopped working on my phone, which is so annoying. Right, desktop. Cloud app. I'll be right yet. I had to change where I worked last night. That was a living nightmare, wasn't it, Mike?
Yep.
Right, there we go. There she is, actually typing.
I did the same today.
Columbo, that was a good one. Right, there we go.
It was all right till the guy next door started mowing.
I know. So many people work from home these days. Can they not realise that people need some degree of quiet?
Mm.
And it's all very well putting on your noise-cancelling headphones, and that would cancel out a mower, but it doesn't help if you're training.
No.
No.
Luckily, I wasn't today.
Oh, Anthony's going to have to try the American Law and Order. You love the British version. Some of the British version, I love that as well. I thought Bradley Walsh was fabulous in it. But some of the British version episodes were made completely identical to the American ones. Absolutely. You could follow the story precisely. Some of them were very British, but Law and Order's stunning. Law and Order's amazing. I watched that right from the beginning. I think it was 1991, and I was so upset when they took it off. I know they took one over to LA, but I thought that New York was virtually a character in it. And I loved, even when they changed the main actors, each and every one was fantastic. Loved, Benny. Oh, what was his name?
Benny.
Benny?
Was it Benny?
There was Jerry.
The simple one. You can't say that these days.
You can't say that either, but you're thinking of an entirely different show. No, that's L.A. Law.
Oh.
Benny in L.A. Law. Do you know, I thought he was
actually...
You thought
he was simple in real life.
Well, autistic, something like... Whatever he was, I thought that was him. I thought they'd given... Like over here, there's a thing, even in Line of Duty, they've got somebody, a Downs actor, to play a Downs character, which is great. He was brilliant. And I had no idea that he was an actor acting that part until I saw him in something else where he was a baddie. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Didn't he win an award for that? He should have done. He should have done. He was fantastic.
You got me to L.A. Law.
L.A. Law was brilliant. Loved
early
LA
in
Law.
Our relationship, when we had date nights, on a Thursday, you'd say, got to watch L.A. Law now.
Yeah, bye. I'd be on the phone with Mike and be like, sorry, it's 9 o'clock, bye.
No, you didn't say. Well, you might have done in the very, very early days.
Oh, Kim says, Vera's like Columbo, they wear the same raincoats.
Same costume department.
I've only seen one episode of Vera, but, you know, funnily, I've seen it twice. I think it was the first episode. Mum wasn't keen on it, so that never got watched. If she'd have been keen on it, I'd have probably recorded the episodes and put them on the Apple TV for her. But because she wasn't, she watched the first episode and it's like, I'm not watching that. I don't know what her problem was. It could have been because it was a woman. I don't know. She watched pretty much all of the others. You know, she would like Morse, Lewis. She actually preferred Lewis to Morse. She wasn't fond of Endeavour, which is Morse when he was younger. What was the other one she liked? Frost, Inspector Frost with David Jason. She loved that. Now, I must admit, I didn't see the first episode of that. I don't know why, I just didn't fancy it. And then when it came on repeat, which they do, because if they repeat something within 2 years of it being first broadcast, they don't have to pay for it. They get like a free repeat. So you'll find 18 months after it's been on, it'll be on again. And another one I did that with where I didn't see the first episode was Cracker. And when people were saying, oh, Cracker's amazing, I remember Joe at the match saying, oh, you've got to see Cracker. So I thought, okay, then. And I watched it. And again, absolutely stunning. Amazing acting. And they didn't stand on ceremony when it came to killing off a character either. You know, it was a bit like 24. With 24, you never knew who was going to die in the next episode. Whereas with a lot of stuff, it's predictable. But 24, well, 24 is probably my favourite ever TV series.
He's Ooh. Dead, the guy that played Benny.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good grief. Can't remember his name.
Larry Drake.
Larry Drake, that's right. He was amazing. How old was he?
66.
That's no age, is it?
As Alex says, Benny was in Crossroads.
That one Benny was in Crossroads. Good grief. That is bad news.
He was 66. In a lot of stuff.
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I would never find out from here what that one was that I saw him in, but he played a baddie. Like a bit like a mafioso. And I saw it and I thought, you're kidding me. I was stunned.
Oh, he was in Fantasy Island.
Was he? Oh, there's a series that I enjoyed, Crossing Jordan. Did like Crossing Jordan. Yeah, you're right. He was
in
loads
of stuff. You're reading the same page as me.
I am.
He was also in What's New Scooby-Doo.
Wasn't that just as a voice? Boston Legal was supposed to be good, but I didn't see it. Oh, could it be that one there, Dr. Giggles? That looks terrifying enough, doesn't it?
Oh, it's in American Pie.
Yeah, the Walk you're Away, reading, Mike. Leave it alone.
You were reading a book that night.
Elaine should not open that link.
I haven't seen American Pie either.
It's going to be a spider, isn't it, Kim? It's going to be something that I don't want to see, isn't it? But I've got to see it. Oh, no. If I open this and then I get infested, there'll
I'll
be trouble.
Open it.
There'll be trouble. Good grief, look at the size of it.
Ooh.
No, leave it be. Leave it be. Not touching it. No.
Suits. That's the one with Meghan Markle, isn't it?
I've seen a few of Suits, but I've not seen the whole lot.
Yes, yeah, she's like you. She's a
princess. It went off demand, so I lost it. Anyway, are we all interested in Adobe's latest offering? Adobe have released a new bundle of apps. iPad-only versions. Half-price subscription. Only, brace yourselves, £150 a year. Is anybody interested in this? Oh, dear. I wondered about that. Me? No. That's a lot for an iPad app, isn't it? Oh, well. How about Breaking Bad? Never seen Breaking Bad, but I have heard it's really, really good. I've also heard that Better Call Saul was a good show, but I haven't seen that either. So no, I've got. But what I think with those is, you know, basically everything's like a binge watch these days. And at least with something like that, you know how many series there are and you can just sit and watch the lot. One that I did see, I think, two or three series of, and then they took it off the TV and put it on like a paid for channel, was Dexter. And Dexter, I found quite fascinating. So I enjoyed what I did see, as far as you can enjoy Serial Murderer. But I never saw the end of it, so I need to see the end. Need to find the rest of them and watch the end. Looks like Renee likes that one. Let me have a look at that. Not seen that at all. Who's in that? Let me have a look and see who's in it. I don't
he
think I've seen it.
Jimmy Smits.
Oh, now Jimmy Smits was in L.A. Law.
He was in Dexter. He was in L.A. Law. He was in NYPD Blue. I only know that because I've just found a photo of the one that played Benny with Jimmy Smits, and I thought I recognise his face.
Yeah, he was in West Wing as well.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that one. Good grief, there's four seasons of this. Oh, Jason Bateman. I know Jason Bateman. I think I know Laura Linney as well, by sight. Not so much any of the others at all. Oh, Janet McAteer. Janet McAteer? Oh, no, that's not the... or is it? No, I don't think so. I'm thinking of somebody else. The one who was in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. She was fantastic. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. I think she died. Oh, I'm trying to remember. 1991, good grief. That's so long ago. Right, let's find the one. Geraldine McEwan, that's the one I'm thinking of. She played Mortiana. And she had like... she must have had contact lenses in to change her eyes completely. It totally freaked me out. Did she die? She did. 82 in 2015. But Geraldine McEwan, that one was. I thought she was brilliant in that. Absolutely brilliant. What else did I watch in the 90s? There were some good ones that were only one season. So maybe like a 6-week thing. One was called Justice. It was based in Scotland. Oh, Taggart. That's another one that's good. Love Taggart. More when Mark McManus was in it. But I did love Taggart. Let's have a look. You can't watch Jane Fonda after being stationed with the Marines. I did hear that Better Call Saul was a spin-off from Breaking Bad, but having never seen Breaking Bad, it didn't particularly make much sense. But now at least I would know what order to watch them in. Kim says, no, it was all I could do to download Bridge. I know, Adobe doesn't have the best of names, does it? It doesn't. Oh, and I've got an issue which I think was caused by Biggles. I was on Biggles editing a presentation in PowerPoint in Dropbox. And now I'm back on my Mac. I've got two versions of the presentation, neither of them what the one I want. So I'm going to have to go through it one by one with the slides and try and merge them. Not happy. Not happy. It was a Biggles thing. Why don't you tell them what you nearly did this morning?
No, it was yesterday.
Well, whatever.
And I was running an intro to Mac course and I nearly called it Biggles.
I know what you're like. As you're mentally going along, you think, big sir.
What's it called? The one after Catalina, what's it called?
I know, I must admit, I never call it Big Sir. Well, just think, we are only 8 weeks away from WWDC, where we should find out the name for the next one. Could it get any more ludicrous than Big Sir? Well, we said it couldn't after they picked, was it Mavericks? Mavericks is quite normal by comparison, isn't it? Big Sir was... No, that's too far. I didn't like El Capitan either when they announced that. I thought, really? But Big Sir was the worst of the lot, hence Biggles. Oh, dear. Anthony nearly did that when he was in a tech forum Zoom meeting. It's easily done, isn't it? I have to think about it when I mention it in the Sunday sessions. If I'm saying, you know, and it does or doesn't work on Big Sir. And you'll find me saying Biggles and then saying Big Sir. Biggles, Big Sir. Yeah, one of the same. Oh, Taggart was good, wasn't it? Oh, and we've got here. Tatort. That's probably not the pronunciation, but Place of Crime. Is that a TV show? I saw on BBC Click, which is it's on the news channel, but it's their tech show, about 30 minutes a week. And they were talking about TV and long-running series. And they said that there was a long-running series. I think it was Germany, but don't quote me. And I think it was called Place of Crime. And it's on a Sunday night and the whole country stops and watches this programme. And it's been going for years and years and years. And I thought, you know, if it's that good, why don't they put it on BBC Four? Which is where they put the foreign language stuff. Don't understand why they don't do that. Never seen it. They will come up with something for us to make fun of. Oh, yes, exactly. Little Miss or Big Boy. Do you know, no matter what you come up with, they'll come up with something more stupid. I mean, are they going via places at the moment? Mind you, they also said Mac OS 12. So we've jumped from like 10.1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to 11. And now the talk is that it will actually be macOS 12. Which on the one hand is like, really? But on the other, brings it into line with all of the other operating systems. So maybe it will be macOS 12. It's a German Midsummer Murders. Oh, in that case, it should definitely be shared. Calpatino. I don't know. They're all places in California. So what we need to do is go through the map of California and find something totally ludicrous, like Smelly Bottom, and they'll pick that and then make it worse. I wonder why it needs a name. Because if you think about it, iOS 14, 15, 16 doesn't need a name. The others don't need a name. Why does that one get a name? Is it just historic? I remember when Windows was Chicago in beta. Mm. Maybe it comes from having a beta name?
Vista.
Now, Kim, I can see them going for that. Is that genuinely a place? Because you know what I'm going to call that, don't you? Cesspit. There you go. If they call it that, I'm already ready. Brad Pitt's younger brother, Cesspit. Yes, that's what it's going to get called. They wouldn't, would they? They probably would. Oh, yeah. Lone Pie. Okay, I'm going to have a look at that. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Yeah, no, I can't see them doing that, Kim, only because it's too easy to say it's the Pitts. But I could be wrong. You know Apple. Ooh, elephants. Little baby elephants as well. They're cool. That actually looks quite nice, doesn't it? But unfortunately named. Mammoths and mastodons. Ooh, Discoveries Daily. Does look amazing. Just unfortunately named. Ooh, there's one for you, Kim. Look at the teeth on that mammoth. Is it a mammoth? An Ice Age something. And there it is. Right, let's have a look what else is. Well, there's Burbank or Glendale, Pasadena. These are all too common, I think, for Apple. Even I've heard of them. Santa Monica, Inglewood, Torrance, Long Beach. Could they go for Long Beach? Thousand Oaks. Probably not. Do you think they need to start making them up? There are actual tar pits. Could well be. That one looks like one. What's that? Talking about... Oh, I think I've found the name. I think I have found the name, people. Let me put this in. The title of this you're going to love. From Giant Ground Sloths to Tiny Poops. There you go. macOS Tiny Poop. That would work. They should have me in the marketing department. That does look like a tar pit. When you look at it. Although, having looked at it on that page, could also say that looks like a cesspit. Well, we'll see, won't we? But do you know what? Whatever they decide to call it, we shall be together and laughing like hyenas when they do. Because I've already put those on the calendar. They are alive. They are alive. I need to make a note of all of these shows and line them up and have a try of them. You've been amazing. macOS Black Hole. Yeah, that would work. Maybe they should start naming them after songs. They could have macOS Space Oddity and stuff like that. I thought they might switch from cats to dogs. That'd be cool. macOS Samoyed. Mind you, yeah, there'd only be a light mode on that. I could do that and play with people's minds. Maybe not. So, a big exciting Apple Day. We have a date for the next event. I'm wondering if they're throwing us off the scent and they are going to release something in April, but now they're playing with our minds. So we think, oh, there'll be nothing till June. And then, oh, surprise! I don't know. But whatever happens, we will be sharing it with you, the lovely MacBiters. So thank you for being with us today. We're going to head off and get ready for tomorrow and look after the lovely Lola. She's got a treat coming her way that she's not going to like. Oh, I'm loving these names that are coming in. Keep them coming. Keep thinking that. Because, you know, we could put these on a board, couldn't we? And we might have a winner when it comes to June. Somebody will have guessed right. That'd be amazing. We will indeed try and enjoy our night, Renee. I hope each and every one of you enjoys however much of the day is left for you in your various locations. And we will be back with you tomorrow. So for the moment, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will indeed see you next time. Stay safe, guys.